This is what I'm seeing. A little, what I call a valley.
Coach Holly Metcalf directs a steady stream of criticism and encouragement at a group of 8 women rowers sitting in a nearby shell. They've been doing drills for 2 hours, focusing first on the right hand, then the left, the shoulders, and then the elbows.
Create a little C shape in your stomach and hold it there.
The seats in the boat are cramped, and it's beginning to rain on their already soaked T-shirts. Yet they sit motionless, arms straight, legs tucked, waiting to spring into action. At the coxswain's command, they lunge from their waists, propelling the boat forward. And for the first time this week, they row in unison.
Around. Grab the water around, and the third stroke even quicker. Go! Wow.
They only take 3 strokes, but every one of them is perfect, all 8 oars moving in unison. 3 days ago, this would have been impossible. But after dissecting the details that go into each movement, the participants in the Row Is One camp are finally making progress. 51-year-old Linda Nelson of Worcester, Massachusetts, says today she took her first good stroke.
For me, it was a feeling kind of in the center of my body. Like it seemed like I was, like strength was coming from the middle of my body and went upward to my upper body and downward to my legs. And it was all just connecting right in the center of me. And it felt very powerful. It felt really female. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is it. But I could only hold it for maybe 2 strokes.
Nelson is one of 43 women at the Row Is One camp, sharing a dormitory at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. The program, which attracts women from all over the country, offers 3 sessions and costs $750 per week. Founder Holly Metcalf modeled the camp after the training regimen she followed as a member of the national team in the 1980s. When she retired, she decided to share the knowledge she had gained with women who normally wouldn't have a chance to try her sport. While the hours were long and the physical requirements steep, Metcalf was convinced it was an experience that would strengthen any woman, physically and mentally.
I think because it's so engaging, it requires so much of you, your concentration, your energy, your spirit, everything, that I think in other places in people's lives, they can't bring everything all at once, and rowing really demands it.
After the morning workout, the camp's participants gather to dry off and eat lunch. They come in all shapes and sizes. Some are tanned and muscular. Others reveal a bit more of life's wear and tear. On average, they're in their late 40s. The oldest in attendance is 73. As they line up at a table of healthy snacks, there's not a cell phone in sight, no one wears makeup, and sweaty T-shirts are the norm. According to participant Linda Vasu, the week offers women a rare opportunity to step away from their daily responsibilities.
We come here anonymously, and we are not tagged or tied to house, job, children, where we're from, husband. Probably most of us don't even know each other's last names, but we come with some kind of a common purpose here, and we're coming together and learning this new sport.
Vasu rowed in college 30 years ago, but now, at 52, she says it's been difficult for her to find a challenging team sport. She says the camp's demanding schedule and the opportunity to try rowing again attracted her. 48-year-old Kathy Smith says as soon as she heard about the camp, she knew she had to attend as well.
It's something that just absolutely answers a call in me. And when you realize the absolute amazement and synergy and beauty of getting 8 people in perfect synchronization to make a boat move, it's glorious.
That feeling of empowerment is exactly what Holly Metcalf is striving for. She says she wants women to walk away from the camp feeling good about themselves and their bodies. And over the course of a week, she sees many of them undergo a transformation.
Watching people gain confidence and watch the stress fall off people's faces from concentrating so hard on something else in their lives. When you walk around, there's kind of a lightness, and people are very approachable, excited, want you to ask them about their sport and how they're doing.
Make sure you believe it's square.
At the end of the week, the participants in the Row Is One camp will head home with some sore muscles, but new skills as well. Camps like this one are springing up all over the country, giving a growing number of American women the opportunity to become athletes, if just for a little while. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in South Hadley, Massachusetts.
Bend more in towards me. From your waist? Yeah. Then you'll adjust. Good. Now long arms.